Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's May 23rd, 2022. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and we're doing New Earth Support Team, as we do every Monday. And as always, I'm extremely grateful to every single person who's here, live or on the recording. Thanks for showing up and helping the great global awakening move forward a little bit quicker. What we do here, in case you're new, is we start by setting our sacred container, and then we set a, the container means calling allies and setting a nice energy field around it. Then we'll do the embodied awakening invocation to get as bright and shiny as possible ourselves. And then we'll relax and be made use of by our beautiful divine allies. And we'll receive benefit ourselves, healing, awakening, and such. And whatever happens to us individually will be multiplied and spread out around the globe. So that's kind of what we do. So I'll lead you through it as we go. And let's just get into it. So as I begin, as always, I make the following request. I ask that you please give this your full attention. There are no spectators here, only participants. So if you're even doing this on the recording, you're still contributing to the overall energy field. We are co-creating it all together. Therefore, please be fully present with what we're doing. Act as if you're right here in the room with me. If for some reason you can't give it full attention, please log out. And if you remember, you can come back later and do it as an archive event. It's just as powerful that way. And that way we'll all be contributing beautifully to the field that we need to do this work optimally. If you need to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field and they'll do so, and you will not disrupt what we're doing. Okay, as I call the directions and the allies, my invitation to you is to relax and be really passive. Just relax, and if you feel energy moving, just feel the energetic motion passively. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go. So let's do that much, and then we'll move into what's after that when we're ready. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kwichi. I am that I am. For myself, I call maximum embodied awakening, maximum Christ consciousness, maximum unconditional love, maximum service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. We call Spirit Song's higher self. We call Amma the Hugging Saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Falcon, Hedgehog, Deer. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay. So if anyone hearing my voice would like to call in additional allies, as long as they are of high vibration and benevolent intent, they are welcome here. I've already called them. No need. They're already here. But we'll leave a moment for additional allies. Again, nobody can hear you on the call, so feel free to speak that out loud or silently, whatever you wish to do to call them in. Okay, just one moment longer for additional allies. Okay, thank you. Just take a moment and feel your body, feel the energy. See if it feels different than before we started the call-in. Okay, now I'm going to guide you through embodied awakening. This is where you call your higher self to your human self. They merge to the greatest extent that serves highest good and makes you better able to serve during this event. So, So in a moment, you'll call your higher self to you. It'll only come to the extent that serves highest good. You will not get too much. You can just relax and let it come to you. So please speak the following words now to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and become completely passive. If you feel energy coming in, just passively witness what's happening on its own. If you do not feel that, then just feel your breath come and go. Either way, be completely passive, letting it come to you, or letting the breath do its own thing. This will work best if you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Be passive. Just feel what's happening on its own. If you should get distracted, treat the distraction as an uninvited guest. It's not you for our purposes. And just relax back into feeling energy or breath. If the distraction continues in the background, that's fine. Let it do that. But you keep coming back to just feeling energy or breath. And finally, use the least effort needed to feel energy or breath. Try zero effort for a moment and see if that's enough to keep feeling it. It's working for me. If zero effort is enough to maintain that awareness, stay at zero. If not, use barely enough effort to feel what's going on. And just let it do its thing. We humans cannot awaken ourselves, but we can receive it as a gift. Okay, starting to feel pretty good. I'm blessed to be able to feel the overall vibe of everyone doing this live or on the recording. And I'm actually feeling a little more effort than is necessary. So if you're not absolutely certain you're at minimum effort, drop back to zero. Just do it zero for a moment. And check in at zero. Is that enough to still feel what's happening? If so, just stay right there at zero. In this style of work, any effort beyond simple awareness actually slows things down. Just let the divine do it for you. This is very different than the way most people teach spiritual practice, but give it a shot. That's feeling better. Thank you all. You may notice your body feeling more like energy than flesh. If you're in awakening, just relax into that. How do you know you're there? All the following will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So if you're in that state, just relax and enjoy that. Just stay passive. Yeah, that's a beautiful field. If you're conscious enough, you'll notice you're blending into oneness at a higher level. And there's no individual being there. It's just a blended field. And people who go there often find they can be conscious of that blended oneness level. And they're also aware of their individual human self at the same time. So if you're not experiencing that, that's okay. You'll naturally start noticing it when you're ready for it. If not, then nothing to worry about. Just be with where you're at. Okay, that's beautiful. Okay, again, a little more effort than we need. So again, try going to zero effort for a moment, please. Just be for a moment. Thank you. And again, if that's enough, just stay at zero. Honest to God, it's optimal if you have awareness there. If not, use the bare minimum amount of effort to hold this awareness. And as a reminder, I am able to feel you even if you're on the recording as I monitor all this. That's sweet. Thank you. The allies are ready. Beautiful divine allies, we come to serve. Please make use of us in a way that serves the great global awakening. Let each of us individually receive the healing and or awakening that not only serves us individually, but that can be amplified and transmitted to the collective. Let each of us be a surrogate, and whatever happens to us, whatever benefit we receive, let that benefit be multiplied, amplified, and serve the great global good. That the golden age will come about just a little bit quicker. Thank you. Okay, the energies are flowing. At this point, I'll be narrating what most people are experiencing on the call, live or on the recording. If your experience is different, as it may well be, just go with what's happening for you. Please do not try to match my words if your experience is different. Each person gets their own customized experience. If you come back and do this in the archive, every round you do it will be different. So just be with what's happening. And just relax into it. You may go into states of beautiful bliss and ecstasy. You may have periods of challenge and intensity as heavy energies are transmuted through your body. The allies are totally tuned into what you're ready for. They won't give you more than you can do. No one ever gets overwhelmed doing this. And if there's challenge, then that's a privilege to be able to serve in that way, to transmute heavy energies for those who cannot do it for themselves yet. And they will make sure we're all nice and sparkly clean by the end. So I invite you now to relax, release preference. Don't be attached to whether it feels good or challenging in any given moment. Just be with what's happening. If you do experience challenge, you will be plenty rewarded for allowing that to happen. Okay, we're sinking in deeper. They're calling for some music. I'm going to mute myself while I get the guitar set up, and then I'll unmute again when I'm ready to play.
Entusiastico e infinita, se bagna la sestra itas mamma. Entusiastico e infinita, se bagna la sestra itas mamma. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Limpia, limpia, limpia corazón, agua brillante, sana, sana, sana corazón, agua bendita, coma, coma, coma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá. Ojos de agua infinita se bañan las estrellitas, mamá. En tus ojos de agua infinita se bañan las estrellitas, mamá. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo, agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Limpia, limpia, limpia corazón, agua brillante, sana, sana. Sana corazón, agua bendita, coma, coma, coma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá. En tus ojos de agua infinita se bañan las estrellitas, mamá. Ojos de agua infinita se bañan las estrellitas, mamá. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Limpia corazón, agua brillante, sana, sana, sana corazón, agua bendita, coma, coma, coma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá. En tus ojos de agua infinita se bañan las estrellitas, mamá. En tus ojos de agua infinita se bañan las estrellitas, mamá. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Limpia, limpia, limpia corazón, agua brillante, sana, sana, sana corazón, agua bendita, coma, coma, coma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá. Coma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá. Coma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá.
Continue relaxing, being completely passive, allowing these beautiful divine allies to make use of us, staying open to whatever you're experiencing, blissful or challenging. Releasing preference. I did a couple of ayahuasca ceremonies this last weekend, and the medicine showed me that we've opened to a new level of divine transparency. And I'm feeling that level now available to each of us. So again, don't strive for it. Just again, relax, be completely passive, but just know that the potential is there to go deeper than you've gone before. And the best way to access that is to completely relax and let the divine just bring that new level to you.
Sunaraya, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. 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 Ayahuasca sunaray sunaraya ti. Ayahuasca sunaray sunaraya ti. Ayahuasca sunaray sunaraya ti. Ayahuasca sunaray sunaraya ti. Chakrunita sunaray sunaraya ti. Chakrunita sunaray sunaraya ti. Chakrunita sunaray sunaraya ti. Chakru nita sunaraya sunaraya tiri. Appalachian sunaraya sunaraya tiri. Appalachian sunaraya sunaraya tiri. Appalachian sunaraya sunaraya tiri. Appalachian sunaraya sunaraya tiri. Otorongo sunaraya sunaraya tiri. Otorongo sunaraya sunaraya tiri. Otorongo sunaraya sunaraya tiri. Otorongo sunaraya sunaraya tiri. Boa boa sunaraya sunaraya tiri. Boa boa sunaraya sunaraya tiri. Boa boa sunaraya sunaraya ti. Boa boa sunaraya sunaraya ti. Kurandera sunaraya sunaraya ti. Kurandera sunaraya sunaraya ti. Kurandera sunaraya sunaraya ti. Kurandera sunaraya sunaraya ti. Mariposa sunaraya sunaraya ti. Mariposa sunaraya sunaraya ti. Mariposa sunaraya sunaraya ti. Mariposa sunaraya sunaraya ti. Maestros maestros sunaraya sunaraya ti. Maestros maestros sunaraya sunaraya ti. Maestros, maestros, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Maestros, maestros, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Niños, niños, 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 sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Ayahuasca, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Ayahuasca, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Ayahuasca sunaraya sunaraya ti. Ayahuasca sunaraya sunaraya ti. Yahe yahe 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 sunaraya sunaraya ti. Kurandera 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 sunarai sunarai ati. Kurandera sunarai sunarai ati.
Please continue remaining passive, letting the beautiful beings work through you. Your body may feel more like energy than flesh now. Chirik
Chirik, 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 sanango, 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 lay, 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 lay,
just rest in that new field of energy. Please let the divine allies continue to make good use of you for your benefit and the benefit of others.
Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso, cielo, cielo, flor si tangi oloroso, altai nito tranquoi sito, shungoi shungoi altai nito tranquoi sito, shungoi shungoi ariri, cielo cielo flor si tangi oloroso, cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso, altai nito tranquoi sito, shungoi shungoi ariri, altai nito tranquoi sito, shungoi shungoi ariri, cielo cielo ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso, Cielo, cielo, io vasca. Flor si tangi uloroso. Altae nito tranquisito. Shungoe shungoe ariri. Altae nito tranquisito. Shungoe shungoe ariri.
So just relax into this beautiful field of energy. If you feel a part of you just blended into a group field, just relax into that. Enjoy it. And now we're starting to phase back into our physical bodies a little more. And the divine will integrate as much of this higher consciousness into your human self as it can hold for highest good. Please relax and let it be done for you. Any effort you make at the human level to make that happen will just stop it from happening. So relax and let it run itself. As you become more aware of your physical body again, notice how the body itself feels so much more like energy now. The more deep your awakened consciousness, the more everything feels like energy. Yeah, I feel mostly back in the body. Let's leave just a moment longer for integration. Again, just let happen whatever energies want to settle into your body. All right, good. Okay, I'm going to close the container and then we'll get some feedback.
Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Quichi.
Thank you, allies, for this beautiful service opportunity. We're so grateful. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Please stay with those whose highest good will be served by your continued presence for as long as that's true. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, allies. So grateful for this service opportunity. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Okay, the container is closed. If you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, these Monday night calls next month, June, will shift to being members only, except for the first Monday. So that means the call on the 30th and the first one in June will still be open to everyone. And after that, it will just be first Mondays each month and members only otherwise. So if you've been enjoying these, please check out the membership, awakeningplus.com. There's so much more than just these live events available to you there. And I invite you to check all that out if you're interested. Anyone who's interested in working with me, you can go to astroshaman.com, A-S-T-R-O-S-H-A-M-A-N.com. And I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. So you can learn all about that there. My book is going well, and I expect to have that published this summer. So good things coming that way too. Alrighty, let's avail. All right, I'm going to allow unmuting, and that is available now. So anyone who wishes to ask a question, make a comment, any kind of feedback, it's now available. All you have to do is unmute yourself, click that little microphone icon, and remove the red stripe. Or if you're on a phone, star 6 will unmute you. You're also welcome to type in the chat window if you prefer. So, and if it's quiet, no one's sharing at that moment, then there's still plenty of energy in the field. We can just continue enjoying that if there's silence. So the floor is open. Jeannie says, hi. Hi, Jeannie. Trisha says, so beautiful. Thank you all. Thank you, Trisha. Jeannie says, I don't know why I can't find picture. I'm sorry, I don't know. I do appear to be transmitting video, so can't help you on that. Oh, no, her picture. I have no idea. You'll have to get into your Zoom settings and find your little avatar picture. Miriam says, can you do ayahuasca ceremonies remotely with clients? First, you can't do ayahuasca ceremonies remotely. You have to be in person. And secondly, I don't actually facilitate ayahuasca ceremonies. So that would be a no. But thank you for asking.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, Jeannie.
Oh, good. Okay, it doesn't matter that I couldn't find my picture.
Okay.
This was really amazing for me. I hope it was for other people. When you talked about another level of, to me, the way my brain works is another veil has been lifted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, once you said that, it definitely explained what I was experiencing. One of the first things that happened was when you said you were going to sing, I found myself really wanting that particular song. And when you started singing it, just tears were rolling down my cheeks.
Oh.
And I was also guided to start tapping my throat and doing certain hand motions around my heart, like dusting away. That was really cool.
Nice.
Two other things. One is a question. Again, oddly, I started thinking about my son in the middle of this. And would I someday do an ayahuasca ceremony with him?
Mm-hmm.
And his girlfriend lives, her family is in like North Carolina, mm-hmm. West Virginia, that area. And then all of a sudden you said Appalachian,
mm-hmm.
which sort of blew my mind. I wasn't sure if it was a reference to that area, but that was kind of a crazy synchronicity, which you can respond to. My last thing that maybe anybody would have some information about is I don't usually work with allies per se,
mm-hmm.
In a formal way, but for about a month now, there's been something showing up for me that has the name Adelphina.
Hmm.
And I've tried to look it up. I don't see it anywhere or recognize it. So if somebody has any interesting clues about that or you, those are all my things. So, yeah.
Okay. Thanks. What comes to me is, I don't know if you're familiar with the temple. I think there's a temple of Delphi in Greece. And Ina is a feminine suffix. So Adelphina might be a feminine goddess associated with the temple of Delphi. So that might be worth checking into.
Thank you.
Just a possibility.
Okay.
I called in the Appalachian Mountains. Mountains in the shamanic tradition I work with are spirits, and each mountain has a consciousness. And so I was calling in the conscious spirits of those mountains. And I do live in Western North Carolina, so I routinely call in the names of certain mountains that are right here in Western North Carolina as part of the call-in that I do.
Thank you very much, and many, many blessings to you and everyone else on the call and not on the call and everywhere. Mm-hmm. This is so wonderful that you're doing this.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you're
one
here.
One last thing that comes to me is I wonder if the fact that you're getting ready to make it more a selective experience,
mm-hmm.
and that's part of the big picture of things are shifting as the field will be more clarified.
I don't know. I'm just going with my inner guidance.
Okay.
and my conscious, you know, basically it's an intuitive call, but my conscious thinking about it is there's something in human psychology. If something is freely and routinely available, one tends to ignore it. I can do that any week, right? But but if the free call is only open once a month, then I think it's more likely someone would actually make the effort to be there. And my, since I believe that I'm offering a really great value with Awakening Plus, you know, it's usually just $19 a month once you've had your free month and or your dollar month, and then you can have it for as little as $9 a month. You know, my thinking is if someone wants to, you know, receive the benefit of what we do, that seems like a very reasonable amount to ask.
Wonderful.
And plus I'm, you know, soon Awakening Plus will be my primary livelihood. So just trying to get a fair, you know, exchange of value going.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. There's been a little bit of sharing here. Let me catch up with the Jeannie said, I so needed the songs to help process tonight. Thank you, Benjamin. And Amanda says, thank you. Such lovely energy today. I'm feeling very expanded. I'm glad to hear that, Amanda. Miriam says, wondering if you could help us get a resource for the ayahuasca ceremonies or similar. That would be something you would inquire to me privately about. So if anyone is interested in actually doing something like that, just contact me privately, email me, you know, reply to any of my emails, and we can get into a private discussion around that. Unfortunately, ayahuasca is still mostly illegal in this country, United States. So I have to be discreet in those discussions. So the floor is open for whoever would like to speak next. Yeah, Miriam says, thank you, accept if part of a religious group. There are a couple of groups like Santo Daime in certain states is a particular Brazilian church that uses ayahuasca, and they do have legal right. But for the most part, most of the ayahuasca work that's being done in the United States is technically illegal and thus must stay under the radar. Yeah. But a lot of groups are working to get that legalized. In fact, my understanding is that the government is actively talking with members of various, you know, people, groups that do ayahuasca, and they're working, how can we set up a government regulation to allow exemptions, you know, for groups to do that, who form, you know, official churches and things like that. So we're on our way, hopefully soon. You know, the broad legalization of marijuana is set the state work. Some states have now legalized psychedelic mushrooms, so we're trending in that direction. So keep your fingers crossed. Joanne, hi.
Hi. I had an interesting experience after you said the, excuse me, after you said, I can't think of the words exactly, but like we went to another level. Mm-hmm. And then my question in my mind went, exactly, I wonder exactly what that means. And then I began to notice, I'll just say pheasant colors, okay, like a pheasant coloring, like mm-hmm. Teals and blues, and I was seeing a violet color, but it was like that shimmering. This happens with pheasants also, like if you get up close to their feathers, you can see like a shimmering kind of a shiny kind of a, there's different levels of it and different textures of it. That's how the best I can explain it.
Right.
So I saw that shimmering different colors of it, but mostly teals and blues and greens and violet. But it was kind of like, you know how you look in the sky and you get pretty colors after a sunset or something. Mm-hmm. But it had sounds kind of bizarre, but that whole thing that I was experiencing, seeing after you said those words, was like, it's like silk, like that shiny, shimmering silk. Nice. But it was like alive, and it was like waving, wavy, I guess, waves of energy, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it was like a trip. And I'm not going to say acid trip, but it was like very beautiful. It was like very pretty, like, you know, that heavy silk that has all that shiny, different shading and variations of it.
Yes.
I don't know. So I was only thinking that this must be some high, really high energy or something. Because, I mean, generally I just see like a color like green or blue or, you know, like variations of it. But this was like really something.
Nice.
And waving. And it was like wavy lines. And
yeah,
I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to share. I don't know if it means anything at all, but it was like, wow. I was just like out for the most part, this call. It was like, so like I could feel energies moving through me, which were very, very heavy. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, I was asleep almost. It was like, so, and I could hear all the sounds and everything, but it was like, I was just, you know, I was like not moving at all. I was just laying there.
Good.
So
well, sounds yeah, like it was very opening to the energy really well. Well done.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And it was really beautifully intense too. Wow. You know, So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for that great feedback, Joanne.
Okay. You're welcome.
Yeah. And Miriam typed, I hope one can screen out the ones who would not do well with those psychedelics. Yeah. Any responsible facilitator is always going to be screening, like, you know, the ceremonies that I participate in as a participant, you know, the facilitator always carefully screens everybody to make sure there's, you know, there are certain contraindications with certain drugs. And if they're a person that is taking those drugs, they can't do the ceremony. And they screen for psychiatric stability and things like that. So, you know, that is very much a part of the work that I do. you know, as a participant, that, you know, it's a carefully screened and well-held container. Anyone else have any questions or comments or anything? Yeah, if anyone wants to learn more about my perspective on ayahuasca on my YouTube channel, a few months back, I did about a 30-minute video on, I had just come back from Peru at the beginning of this year and reported both on my experience there and just kind of an overview of my, you know, perspective on ayahuasca. So anyone who wants to learn more about at least what I think, you can just go to YouTube and search the Benjamin Bernstein YouTube channel and just go back a little bit and you'll see that that video there. And then she types, right, but what if one needs to have their instability shaken in order to get better? I'll check it out on your channel. Yeah, that's the nature of ayahuasca, is it does shake up your old reality and it can be really intense. What I routinely tell people who have an interest in that kind of psychedelic medicine is, you know, unless you're ready to face your deepest, darkest, most, you know, intense traumas, potentially for hours on end with no way out but through, then you have no business taking that medicine. It's very serious medicine. It is definitely not just for fun. You can have the time of your life sometimes, but it's very serious and the healing is very profound and very fast. And with that speed comes in commensurate intensity. So if a person can say, honest to God, yes, I'm ready to do whatever it takes to heal faster and awaken more quickly, then they're ready for that kind of medicine. But it takes that level of commitment. Yeah. Trish says not to be undertaken lightly. Absolutely not. You know, I've done over 250 psychedelic ceremonies and, you know, I know the lay of the land well enough to know what I'm getting into. And for me, it's like awesome because, you know, if a person's well suited for that medicine, it's like the best thing in the world. It's so fast and so potent and there's always another level to get to. As I said in that video, the reason I keep doing it after so many years, I've been working with ayahuasca and other plant spirit medicines for like 17, 18 years, is because I go into ceremony, the medicine can see what Benjamin cannot. The medicine can see, okay, here's that next level of heavy energy, that next layer of the onion that is in the way of your next awakening. And ayahuasca sees it, ayahuasca clears it away, and then I get to move to that next level. And that's just like an infinite progression. There's no end to the awakenings. And the more awake I am, the better I can serve. So it's a personal benefit because, you know, the more awake you are, the more awesome your life is and your service capacity increases as well. So it's just really good. And Miriam's not getting into maybe mushrooms or microdosing. There must be guides. Yeah. I don't want to get totally down the rabbit hole of psychedelic stuff here, but yeah, it's a deep, rich world. And, like anything else, with great power comes great responsibility. And if you're going to get into altered states work, make sure you're in a safe container. Make sure you, you know, are ready for what's going to happen. Yeah, there's all sorts of nuances to it. And it's good to go in informed. Yeah, Miriam says, sorry, I'm into rabbit holes. Me too. But, you know, this membership is not so much about psychedelics. It's about, you know, what we do with our invocations and our service work. Anyone else have any questions or comments on anything? Joanne, hi.
Hi. So the exact terms you used was something about transparent. Mm-hmm. Say that again, because I seem to have, is there a question in my mind? What exactly did you say about something transparent?
I don't remember.
okay, well, that's kind of like me today. It's like I was so out there, I don't know, but you said something about like maybe like going to another level of the, you said in your ayahuasca ceremonies or something, you said that we are now or something as a group able to open up to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was thinking higher dimension, but yeah, you said the word transparency.
I got it.
Okay.
So what I was shown in the ceremonies I just did is that collectively humanity now has available a even higher vibration than we had before. You know, this has happened a number of times since 2012. And, you know, once in a while, we just collectively open to the next available level. And those who are ready will experience that level. Those who are not ready for it, obviously, will be oblivious to it. But we, as a group, are holding a pretty high vibration. Collectively, the people who come onto our Awakening Plus calls are far more conscious than most. And therefore, we have the ability to get to those levels a little more easily. And I was just noticing that we as a group were accessing that higher level that I was noticing in the ceremony this weekend.
So the one lady said, Jeannie, I think her name was, she said the veils are lifting in that. Uh-huh. And I was thinking the tie-in was the colors I was seeing, the more intense wavy colors. And
yeah, it's possible you have visual perception more than me, certainly. And it could be that your perception of that level was a little more visual. In my experience, the feeling and seeing are the same sense in the inner world. And some people shade more toward the visual, some shade more toward the kinesthetic, and it's all equally valid, but some people are just a little easier to perceive one flavor of that than the other.
Because it, thank you. When you said transparent, I'm thinking, transparent, like transparent, we can look through it. And I started thinking, like, you know, my brain started, what is transparent?
Yeah, don't get too mental with it, Joanne.
I know. So then the color thing, the color movies took off, and then I went into the color movie. So that was apparently I was thinking that was my answer, but all I was thinking was peacock colors and shapes of color and the, shadings of it or something, but okay. It was really a higher, beautiful energy. Like, those were some beautiful colors. That was not like primary and secondary colors. They were like intensely beautiful.
Yeah, the senses in the inner world have a vividness that you just don't get here in 3D.
Right. Like I said, it was almost like an acid trip or something. It was like wow, you know, it was like one of those kind of, you know. Okay, thank you again.
You're welcome. Yeah, my perspective is the altered state is down here in 3D, where we're blocked from over 99% of reality. And altered states work, whether it's through an Awakening Plus call or through psychedelics of some kind. It actually is just revealing more of what's really there. The filters are progressively removed. So, you know, the guru I used to follow years ago in Oklahoma said, we got it backwards. We died to come here, you know. We're more dead here as a human than we are on any other level because we're you know, blocked off from more reality. So interesting perspective. Trisha types, basking in the light, so beautiful. I'm glad, Trisha. Thank you. Okay, I'm feeling we're moving toward wrap-up. So any last questions, comments, or anything from anyone? Trisha says, absolutely. I used to wonder if there was life after birth, LOL. Life after birth. That's good. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's wrap it up then. Thank you all so much. As always, super grateful that you all keep showing up and co-creating this beautiful service with us. So this Wednesday, the 25th of May, we're doing the another unconditional love call. Well, we're just going to go as deep into that unconditional love state as possible. And would love it if you can join us for that, live or on the recording. So big, big gratitude to everyone. So grateful. And I'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.